You're listening to Wendy Harmer.
Now, there's been a lot of talk about electricity this week. Solar is now cheaper than coal, you would have heard yesterday. You may have heard my discussion with Michael West a few days ago about the so-called gold plating, which hasn't done much good for your bills, that's for sure. Well, this week's Eora Nation, you're about to find out what it's like for Indigenous communities a long way from the big cities to go through constant power supply issues. And we thought we would do a bit of a preview of a gathering that is going to be happening in Melbourne next week to find out what alternatives there could be to these constant blackouts. So ahead of the National Congress, I'm joined by two people. In the studio with me is Tracy Cooper. Lovely to have you along, Tracy.
Thanks, Wendy.
She's president of the Research and Sustainability Advocacy Group, the Valley Centre, which has been working with many of these communities. And on the phone with me from Brewarrina is Uncle Ernie Gordon. He's an Indigenous elder of the Nyimba Nation. And we welcome you, Uncle Ernie. Thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you very much, Wendy.
Now, we should tell everyone first, Ernie, remind everyone where Brewarrina is and tell us what your power supply is like.
Brewarrina is on the Bowen-Darling River. Mm. East of Bourke, 100 k's east of Bourke. It's where the famous fish traps are. Mm. The Nyimba people built the fish traps because the fish were their main diet when back in the day. And to get onto the power, we had power around the river out called Barwon Falls, this reserve where I live, and a fair few of the Nyimba people live on. It's on Nyimba land, and other lands used to come. People used to come in there to collect their fish and go back out to their own town and nations. And what's named in Brewarrina was our power was up really high, and I live in a 2-bedroom flat, and my partner, and we was getting power bills for $2,000 to $3,000 a quarter.
What?
$3,000 to $2,000 a quarter.
You are kidding.
And when
me.
when we would complain about them, Wendy.
Yeah.
The all they used to say to us, oh well, you're at the end of the line. With that, then Tracy and April came along, and we had a meeting, and we got this. Michael, a technician in from somewhere, I don't know where he came, but we got this technician in, and he came and he went through all our houses.
Yeah.
And the little flat I live in is not insulated, and our other houses were, the hot water were turned up to full.
Yeah.
On full, and then there were some houses. We just hooked into the power, off peak power, just straight in for 24/7 into the main power.
Right, so that's why some of the bills were so high, Ernie.
Yes, well, I had my son and his missus.
Yeah,
they were living in a 3-bedroom house.
Yeah,
they were paying $5,000 a quarter.
What now, Bernie?
This is right. See, a lot of people don't understand what we've got to go through out in the back country.
Well, let's hear Tracy Cooper. I mean, I'm stunned by that. A $5,000 power bill. What?
Look, Wendy, we went up to look at sustainable community building, and the first issue was this issue around power bills, and I cried when I first saw the first bill. Mine's $100 a quarter at the time, and I just cried. So we drove back to Sydney after this meeting, and there was some research money available. So we spent the last 2 years looking really deeply at this. We feel it's right across New South Wales, possibly right across the country.
How can you be paying $5,000 for a power bill? Where do you get the money from?
This is the problem. Imagine the stress these people are under. So they're on payment systems, and the debt is up $10,000, $15,000.
How much do you owe the power company, can I ask, Uncle Ernie?
Well, at the moment, nothing. We've battled and scrounged and scratched around and paid it up.
Oh.
but we went short of a lot of things to do it.
Yeah, I bet you
did. But we done it.
And I believe, Ernie, also that you get a lot of blackouts at your place too.
Yes,
we
do.
The power goes off. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, the power goes off nearly all the time.
Yeah.
And, well, I don't know what goes on with it, but it goes on and off and on and off.
All right. Well, let's find out from Tracy. What did you find out about the power supply?
Well, one thing we want to quickly say, speaking to Ernie a couple of days ago, we hit 54 up there, Wendy.
Yeah.
Now, if you have a blackout at 54, this is life
this
or
is,
death.
This is
so essentially
outrageous.
What we were finding was end of swirl line, yes, but there's a whole gamut of other issues. Solar is the answer to this, and we can get this happening and have people paying $15 a week for solar.
Yeah.
This is community-powered solar. It's a very empowering thing for the communities. So this is what we're doing. We spent 2 years on this. The barriers that we are still facing, the goalposts have to change here.
Mm.
We're working with the Canadian elders, bringing them across to the conference next Monday. And in Canada, 50% of renewable energy is owned, run, managed by Aboriginal people. And they're rebuilding their communities. So none of this $3,000, $5,000 a quarter thing. They're rebuilding their communities. And this is where our first people want to be here in Australia.
And actually owning the business and getting a wage from it.
They can educate the kids. The kids can be trained in the solar technologies. This is the thing that switches on and empowers communities. This is the start to sustainable community building.
Gee, that sounds sensational, Ernie. Are you travelling to Melbourne for the conference?
Yes, I'll be there.
Yeah? And, well, you'll be talking about your community's experience there. I mean, I just can't. I'm just completely stunned, Ernie.
I know, mate. You know, a lot of people we talk to, they're stunned and want to know how we survive out in that back country, you know.
What do you do when it's you have had temperatures there of over 50 degrees and you got no power?
Well,
what do you do?
You walk outside and wet a towel and throw it over your head. Get the shade.
And that's all you can do?
That's all you can do.
And you won't be able to keep any cold drinks or all the food in the fridge goes off?
Yeah, that's right. Nothing kept cold, nothing.
Oh,
so, you know, Wendy, it's a pretty hard life that we live out in the back country. When you get away from the city life like Dubbo and Sydney and in places, we're sort of at the end of the line and nothing sort of, they don't sort of, only time the pollies want us is when they need our boats.
Yeah.
And you know.
Oh, you know, this has got to change.
It's definitely got to change. Well, I can see this energy, this solar energy, being a big change for the community in Brewarren, because it's going to empower them. They're going to have their own people, like the kids, that to do their own work for themselves, and you know, and then after a while they're all trained up. Well, we'll be able to run our own system, you know.
Yeah, fantastic.
Which will be a great thing for employment out there, because there's not much employment in Brewarren.
Yep, I can imagine. Now, tell me too, Tracy, so how could this be funded? Where can the money come from? How about the Clean Energy Corporation? How about that?
I think there's
so
many opportunities, and this is where community energy is important. This is what the conference is about. It's the most empowering thing. Ordinary, everyday people can contribute to these sorts of projects, but we need money now. We need it quickly. These people are in crisis, and
I'm actually not kidding about the Clean Energy Fund. Has that been tapped for this?
Absolutely. There's a number of people and a number of organisations in the conversation.
Well, that's great. So tell us again who's going to be present at the conference.
So we have 25 elders coming from right across Australia, up in the Kimberleys, down Kalgoorlie, up in Cairns, Atherton Tablelands, right across the country, and two elders from Canada. And it's going to be quite a significant plenary and lots of workshops during the 2 days where the elders will speak.
And are you going to be just looking at solar or other technologies as well,
It's the whole renewable energy technology.
Yeah, and wind as well.
Yeah.
Well, Ernie, that's going to be a good get-together.
Yeah, it will be. It'll be lovely, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be excellent. Yeah. And hopefully you come away with a good solution.
Yeah, that's right. Like, we can find out with these Canadians how they got their plan together and how they've done it, and we can certainly do ours the same way or something, you know?
Yeah, that sounds brilliant. I'm worried about that son-in-law of yours with his $5,000 power bill. How's he going?
No, he wouldn't be going. Well, I think I think they're up to about $20,000 now. There's no way they can pay it. So they just pay it off a little bit at a time. It's my daughter-in-law now, because my son, he passed away about 5 months ago.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
So, you know, it's left up to her.
Yeah.
So there's no possible way that they can pay them Well, you can live for a lifetime and you still wouldn't pay it off.
No, quite right. Quite, you know? A $20,000 power bill and is she a mum?
Yeah, she's a mum. She got six little ones.
As mother of six, a single mum of six with a $20,000 power bill. Well, that is a disgrace, Ernie.
That's an utter disgrace, Wendy.
It is indeed.
It sure is, mate. It's terrible, you know.
Yep.
We can't sort of fathom what goes on. On the outside of a little town called Brewarrina, you know, things like that, you know.
You're with Wendy Harmer on ABC Radio Sydney.